Welcome to issue 12 of your news, Autumn 2025. Front cover. Image: Tenant Emerick is stood smiling at the front of his home, with the front door open. He is wearing a blue t-shirt with a red and yellow Superman print, and blue jeans. He is leaning one arm on the door and has one hand placed on his hip. Headline: Aaron's story. Also in this issue: Find out how well we did this year. Pages 10 to 13. Keeping your money safe, page 9. Important update on Universal Credit, page 15. Can you spot the pumpkins? Enter the competition on page 8. Page 2. Welcome to your news. This issue of your news is packed full of interesting stories, updates, and the tenant annual review. Image: Les Warren, RWP Managing Director. He is stood outside and smiling, wearing a white shirt. Les shares his introduction to the spring edition of your news. We recently spoke to our tenant, Aaron, who is on the front cover. Thank you, Aaron, for sharing your story. You can read more about it on page 3. We also spoke to our tenant Susan about how well she is doing in her supported living home in Blackburn. Susan talks about feeling safe and settled in her home and the book she has published about her mental health journey. On pages 10 to 13, you can read your tenant annual review for 2024-25. It tells you about the work that we have done during the year. Les Warren, RWP Managing Director. Virtual Hub Update. Our virtual hub group is for people to meet others online and have a chat. In July, we met and spoke about the transfer of engagements. Annette, Operations Director at RWP, talked about how we would like to bring Reside Housing Association together with Progress Housing Association Limited. RWP has written to tenants to explain what the next steps are. This process will improve our services to you. There will be no change to support providers, homes, or services. Image: Infographic of a laptop with an online meeting on the screen. What happens at the virtual hub group? The meetings last an hour, and we would love to see more people at our next one. The next meeting is on the 25th of November, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Contact us for the online meeting details. You can join our Microsoft Teams meeting on your computer or your mobile phone. If you need help, please ask your support worker or contact the customer voice team on 0333320455 or send an email to community@progressgroup.org.uk. Page 3. Image: Pumpkin. Image: Tenant Aaron is walking outside in front of his home. He is walking on the pathway with driveways and a bush on his right and houses across the road to his left. He is smiling and he is wearing a blue t-shirt with a red and yellow Superman print. Meet Aaron. Aaron lives in supported living in Oxfordshire. He shares his home with Thomas, Kim, and Thomas, and his family live in Reading. Since moving into his home, Aaron has become more independent, and his confidence has grown. Support worker Ola from Fitzroy has been supporting Aaron with planning journeys and travelling on public transport. Ola has helped Aaron to learn life skills like cooking meals, preparing the dinner table, and cleaning and tidying. Becoming independent. Ola has supported Aaron with planning his train journeys to Reading to visit his family. Aaron has built up his confidence with public transport by making local trips with Ola. He feels confident now with getting the train from Oxford to Reading at the weekend. I get on the bus and then I will get the train to Oxford. Then I get the train ticket to Reading, says Aaron. Aaron enjoys spending time cooking meals with Ola. He has learnt the skills to prepare food for his housemates to have dinner together. Aaron says, "We like cooking together." Ola is proud of the life skills that Aaron has learnt, and he explains how Aaron is doing a fantastic job cleaning his room and the communal areas. Aaron helps tidy up the whole house. He sets the dishwasher, and we provide the materials for him to clean his room. We are all about his independence, says Ola. Aaron's interests. Aaron is happy that his room is full of the things that he loves, like photos of a family holiday to Vegas, a photo of his girlfriend, and a wall case full of figures. Aaron says, "My favorite thing is my figures, my posters, and my holiday photo." He looks forward to a week full of activities and clubs that he enjoys, like going to a local drama club, singing, playing his guitar, and swimming. Page 4. Collecting your information. Image, pumpkin. We may ask for information about you to make sure we keep you safe and meet your needs. Information also helps us to give the best services that we can. The types of data that we may ask you for are things like: we might ask for and keep information such as details like your date of birth, gender or religion, your likes and dislikes, details about your health or disability, how you would prefer us to. The types of data that we may ask you for are things like times date of birth, times gender nationality, times ethnicity, times sexual orientation, times marital status, times disability religion. We must follow the law when collecting, storing or sharing information about you. This makes sure your information is as safe as it can be. If you have any questions about why we ask for information or what we do with it, please speak to your housing officer. Save money with our app. Our Housing Perks app helps you to save money on the essentials such as times food, fuel, clothing, times home furnishings and DIY, times family days out, times home furnishings and DIY, times family days out. Setting up the app on your phone. You will need to enter your tenancy reference number to sign up. If you do not know your tenancy reference number, call us on 0333320275 or email rwpenqueries@progressgroup.org.uk. Download the app on your mobile phone. Follow the instructions and enter your tenancy reference number. Buy a voucher which you can then use to buy shopping and receive your discount. Your housing officer will be able to help you with setting up the Housing Perks app or provide extra support if you need it or have any questions about using the app. Image: two women are sat on chairs opposite each other. One woman is talking and she is wearing a yellow cardigan and the other is listening and wearing a blue t-shirt. Page 5. Meet Susan. Image: housing officer Paula, Susan, and Shalia are stood next to each other, and they are smiling. Susan is stood in the middle holding her book, My Lost Years, and she is wearing an orange top. Susan has been living in one of our homes in Blackburn for 15 years. She lived in a hospital setting for 10 years for support with her mental health before moving to different places and then making the move to supported living. Susan told us that she feels settled, enjoys her independence, and spending quality time with family. She was supported by her social worker, Sheila, over the years to get the help that she needed. She said, "Sheila was my rock." Susan doesn't know where she would be without her best friend, Pauline, and is extremely thankful to her for looking after her son in his teenage years. Moving into supported living. The support staff at Lifeways helped Susan to build up her independence by helping her to learn how to cook and clean. Susan said, "I just love all these support workers here." She has made many friends at her supported living home and she is very grateful to everyone. Susan is proud of her home and feels safe. She said, "I am safe in here because my door is locked." She saved up for her own furniture. "For the bedroom, I bought my furniture. It is all white now. So, when I wake up, I can see happiness," says Susan. Susan's book, My Lost Years. It was about 3 years ago that Susan contacted social worker Sheila about writing a book together about her experiences. Susan believes that her story will help others going through mental health challenges as they will see where she is now, and it will give others hope. Happy things can happen even when you don't expect it. Mine was when my granddaughter was born. I wanted to get better, so I had a relationship with her and my son, says Susan. Read more about Susan's story and how to read her book here, https://www.residewithprogress.org.uk/real-stories/read-susans-story. Page 6. Changes to our contracts. The contracts team support you, your family, and support staff with household questions and needs. This will be things like household appliance repairs, flooring, furniture, communal cleaning, and utility bills. Household appliance changes. In January 2025, we changed our household appliance provider. We decided to switch to Currys, and we now put its appliances into your homes, like washing machines, tumble dryers, and fridge freezers. We have been working closely with Currys on the ways that we can make sure that goods are delivered and installed as quickly as possible. Furniture changes. In August 2025, we had to stop working with one of the furniture companies as it closed. We are pleased to share with you that we have now partnered with the Furniture Resource Center. Furniture Resource Center is creating a brochure of products for RWP to order, from which tenants will be able to choose colors and designs to suit their needs. Image: a technician wearing blue overalls is fixing a washing machine. Awab's Law. Image: hands wearing white gloves, holding a yellow sponge on a ceiling. A new law called Awab's Law has been introduced to make sure dangerous problems, including damp and mold, are dealt with quickly and properly by all landlords. What this means for you: if you tell us about a serious problem in your home, we must check it quickly. If it is an emergency, such as loss of electricity or heating, we must start fixing it in 24 hours. If it is not an emergency, but still a serious damp or mold problem, we will inspect the problem within 10 working days. If it is urgent, we will start repairs within 5 working days. We will keep you updated at every stage until the work is finished. What you need to do: please report any issues to us as soon as possible. Let us know if you need information about your home in a different format, such as large print, easy read, or another language. Page 7. Keeping homes warm and safe. Gaps on your windows and doors. When you are trying to keep your house warm, check around your doors and windows to see if you feel cold air coming in. If there is a gap between a window and the frame, report it to us so we can fix it. Dealing with condensation. Condensation is when water vapor turns into liquid. It happens when water vapor cools and turns into liquid water. Water vapor can be found on the outside of cold glasses and the warm side of windows. If you spot condensation on a surface, wipe it down with a dry, clean cloth or towel. Checking radiators. Check your heating to make sure that it is on the right setting and that the radiators are working properly. If you have a combi boiler, check that it is set for hot water and heating. Checking smoke detectors. We will service all detectors once a year and change batteries when required. If the battery fails or the detector loses power, it should make a high-pitched beeping noise to alert you. If this noise happens, speak to your support worker or contact RWP. Our contact details are on page 16. Contact us. If you spot something dangerous in your home, like mold or unsafe electrics, please report it straight away. See how to contact us on the back page. Image: a pumpkin. Page 8. Competitions. Spot the pumpkin competition. Image: a pumpkin. How many pumpkins can you find in this issue? Write to us at the Leeds address, see back page, or email us at community@progressgroup.org.uk by the 30th of November 2025. Write the number of pumpkins you have spotted, your name, address and telephone number to enter the prize draw, and you could win a £10 voucher. Winners from the last issue. Image: a gold trophy. The winners of the Count the Strawberries prize draw is Hazel from Leeds. The winner of the Spot the Difference is Sarah from Leeds. Congratulations on each winning a £10 voucher. Page 9. Image: a woman is sat at her desk, she is on the phone, wearing a yellow cardigan, and there is a laptop and notebook and pen on the desk. Keeping your money safe. It is important to know how to keep your money safe and protect yourself from scams. A scam is when someone tries to trick you into giving them something, or when someone tries to take your money by pretending to help you. Here is some helpful information about scams. If someone pretends to help you, they might ask you for information which can help them to try to take your money. They might ask for your time's name, time's date of birth, time's address, time's bank account details, passwords. Someone might pretend to be someone you think you can trust so they can try to take your money. They might contact you by phone, text, email, or social media. Times they might pretend to be your bank. Times the police. Times a delivery company. Times a gas, electric, phone or water company. Page 10 and 11. Tenant Annual Review 2024-25. Welcome to your Tenant Annual Review from the 1st of April 2024 to the 31st of March 2025. It tells you about how we have looked after you and your home throughout the year. Contents. Times repairs and home safety. Times keeping you safe. Times your neighborhood and community. Times our customer promise, homes. Times our customer promise. Times communities, neighborhoods. Times making our services better. Times involving tenants and community events. Times you said, we did. Times our customer promise, culture. Image, a clipboard with a checklist and a pen. We have agreed for new customer promises with our tenants to make sure everyone is listened to and that we act on your feedback. We promise we will always try to resolve issues you raise with us to your satisfaction. We promise to adapt to you where possible to deliver a supportive service, which treats you fairly and takes into account your individual needs. We promise to make it easy for you in all aspects of our service delivery. We will be patient, approachable, and manage expectations. We will say what we will do and by when. Alongside our customer promises, the governments for consumer standards set out in law how we must provide services to you. Repairs and home safety. We promise to keep your homes well maintained and safe. Well maintained and safe homes are our highest priority. Last year we carried out 17,589 repairs, which included 5,049 emergency repairs. Image, thumbs up, 79.6 out of 100 tenants were satisfied with their repairs. Keeping you safe. We carried out 9,973 checks to make sure our homes are safe and sound. 77.6 out of 100 were satisfied that their home is safe. 6987 asterisk gas safety tests. 2040 asterisk electrical tests. 592 asterisk fire risk assessments. 62 asterisk asbestos checks. 481 asterisk water hygiene checks. Asterisk these figures are group wide, including Progress Homes and RWP. Image, a house with a kitchen, bathroom, and roof. It has people inside, furniture and appliances. 530 adaptations. 33 new doors. 7 new windows. 70 new kitchens. 57 new bathrooms. 30 new homes. 77 new heating systems. Page 12 and 13. Tenant Annual Review 2024-25, continued. Your neighborhood and community. We promise to work with you and other agencies to keep your community, neighborhood safe and well maintained. We understand that the words community and neighborhood might mean different things to different people. Your community may just be the people you live with and the support staff who help you. A neighborhood for you could simply mean the flats in your scheme. Our customer promise homes, how well are we doing? 0.1% of our homes do not meet the decent homes standard. 100% asterisk of gas safety checks were completed. 98.4% asterisk of fire safety checks were completed. 88% of planned investment in existing homes. 77.5 out of 100 tenants were satisfied that their home is well maintained. Image, a man and woman wearing blue overalls are trimming a hedge. A man is using a wheelchair ramp to enter his home. There is a white van parked outside the home with an RWP logo on it. A man wearing blue overalls is fixing a broken wooden fence. 61.5 out of 100 asterisk tenants were satisfied that we make a positive contribution to communities, neighborhoods. 75 out of 100 asterisk tenants were satisfied that communal areas are kept clean and well maintained. Our customer promise communities, neighborhoods, how well are we doing? 7.2% of reinvestment in new properties and existing stock. 9.1 antisocial behavior cases per 1,000 homes. 75 out of 100 tenants were satisfied that communal areas are kept clean and well maintained. 61.1 out of 100 tenants were satisfied with the approach to handling anti-social behavior, making our services better. We promise to be always respectful and supportive and involve you in improving services. We value your thoughts and feedback. By listening to what our tenants have to say about our homes and services, we can do better and improve. This year, we received 52 complaints. 26 out of 100 of those were dealt within 5 working days. We also received 39 compliments about how happy you were with the work that we do. We follow the Housing Ombudsman's Complaint Handling Code. Involving tenants. Our customer voice group checks on how well we are providing our services. Over the year, we organized 337 asterisk events for our tenants, both online and in person, and 5 to 76 asterisk people attended. These included scrutiny events so that tenants could check on our work. We also organized 34 asterisk consultation events, for example about our tenant committee where we spoke to tenants for their feedback. You said, we did. Tenants have told us they would like to be more involved with service changes, like changing our repairs contractors. Our tenant representative committee members have been involved with the recruitment of new repairs contractors. The group has been presented with a proposal for an improved repairs service. Feedback from committee members was included in the selection of new contractors. Our customer promise culture, how well are we doing? 32.9 complaints per 1,000 homes. 77.4 out of 100 tenants agreed that they were treated fairly and with respect. 61.3 out of 100 tenants were satisfied that their views were listened and acted upon. 64.5 out of 100 asterisk tenants were satisfied that they were kept informed about things that matter to them. Asterisk, these figures are group-wide, including Progress Homes and RWP. Page 14. Support staff update. Image, graphic of newspaper with the word, news, on it. Welcome to Support Staff News. A section dedicated to everyone involved in our tenants' care and support. Here we will share with you tips, guidance, and information to help keep our homes safe for our tenants. Working in partnership with you is important to us. If you have any queries or suggestions for what you would like us to cover, please get in touch. You can call us on 0333320265 or drop us an email rwpenquiries@progressgroup.org.uk. Image, a pumpkin. Image, a tap with running water. Legionella testing. We hope this guidance on Legionella testing and maintaining water hygiene is useful. Water hygiene. Legionella is a naturally occurring bacteria found in all water systems, including rivers and ponds. Within buildings, it can be found in hot and cold stored water systems and related pipework. If conditions are favorable, the bacteria may grow, increasing the risks of Legionnaire's disease. Controlling the risks by introducing appropriate measures outlined in government advice for Legionnaire's disease is important. Surveyed properties for risk. We have surveyed all our properties to identify any areas where there may be a risk of the growth of Legionella bacteria. The survey determined what needs to happen going forward in the property, for example, checking temperatures, cleaning regimes, guidance on testing visits combi boiler. If the site has a combi boiler that feeds all hot water, then a visit will be made on a quarterly basis to test the water temperatures. During this quarterly visit, the showers will be cleaned. Annual. An annual visit will be made to service the thermal mixing valves, TMVs. Hot water cylinder. If the site has stored water and uses a hot water cylinder for the hot water at the property, then there will be a monthly visit to test water temperatures. A quarterly visit will be made for the shower cleaning and annually for the thermal mixing valve, TMV, service. The only other testing for hot water cylinders and cold water storage tanks. Are checks every 6 months and annually on the condition of them. This is not required with combi boilers as there is no stored water present. Image: a man wearing a black t-shirt and safety hard hat is holding a screwdriver near a boiler. Good practice. Good practice to help control Legionella is: set your hot water cylinder or boiler to 60 degrees Celsius. Regular cleaning of all showerheads and taps. Prevent the showerhead from becoming immersed in water using the restraining rings provided. Hose pipes should be removed from the tap when not in use and stored out of direct sunlight to keep the temperature of the remaining water as low as possible. Hose pipes should also be included when running your taps if you have not been home for over 7 days. Run all your taps or showers at least once per week. Remember to include the hose pipes too. A property that is left empty for more than a week. You should open windows to ventilate the property whilst you run taps on baths and basins gently for about 3 minutes. Put the shower head on the bottom of the shower or bath and let it run for about 3 minutes. Page 15. Image: hands holding an open envelope with white paper inside. Important update: Employment and Support Allowance, ESA, is changing to Universal Credit, UC. Most people who are receiving ESA right now will be moved to UC. It is important you follow the guidance below. Wait for your migration notice. A letter will be sent to you from the Department for Work and Pensions called a migration notice, telling you when to apply for UC. Important: don't apply early. Applying before you receive your migration notice could mean you miss out on transitional protection, which is extra money to help if your UC amount is lower than your current benefits. Check your letter carefully. Your migration notice should only mention ESA. If it also mentions housing benefit, call UC on 0800 169 0328 and let them know you live in supported accommodation. Your housing benefit should not be affected. How to apply for Universal Credit. Apply online or by phone once you receive your migration notice. When asked about your housing, say you live in supported housing. This ensures your housing benefit continues. After receiving your UC award notice, inform your local council. Remind them you live in supported accommodation and should continue to get housing benefit. Get in touch. If you have any questions or need support, please contact your housing officer or call us on 0333320275. Page 16. You can get other versions of this newsletter. A high contrast version. Download a high contrast PDF of the newsletter. The colors have been changed to help people view the images and text. A screen reader friendly version. Download a screen reader friendly version, which can be used with screen reader applications. You can get these versions from our website, https://www.residewithprogress.org.uk/your-home/your-newsletter. Useful addresses and telephone numbers. Write to us at RWP, Sumner House, 21 King Street, Leyland, Lancashire, PR252LW. Opening hours: Monday to Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Telephone: 0333320275. Website: www.residewithprogress.org.uk. Email: rwpenquiries@progressgroup.org.uk. Repairs: to report a non-emergency repair, go to www.residewithprogress.org.uk. If you have questions, you can live chat with us on our website, Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Leeds office. Lilac Tenants, New Pudsey Court, 101 Bradford Road, Pudsey, Leeds, LS 286AT. Office opening hours. Monday to Friday 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Lilac tenants, for repairs, please call 03452416041 and press 1. Unhappy about something? Find out how to make a complaint on our website www.residewithprogress/get-in-touch. If you are still not happy, you can contact the Housing Ombudsman about a complaint on 0300 111 3000 or email info@housingombudsman.org.uk. Remember, repair lines are very busy first thing in the morning. If your repair is not urgent, try calling after 11 a.m. End of your news, Autumn 2025. Lilac News, separate insert. Autumn 2025. News for tenants living in Lilac Homes. Leeds Independent Living Accommodation Company. Page 1. Celebrating Disability Pride. Image, disability flag which has black, red, yellow, white, blue, green stripes on it. The tenant chat group came together to celebrate Disability Pride with customer voice officer, Natalie. Sandra, Fiona, Carl, and John talked about why Disability Pride is important and what it means to them, and everyone shared something they were proud of. They enjoyed making sun catchers in the colors of the Disability Pride flag. Disability Pride flag colors red, physical disabilities gold, neurodiversity. White, non-visible disabilities. Blue, disabilities like mental illness, depression, and anxiety. Green, sensory disabilities, like blindness, deafness, lack of taste, lack of smell, audio processing disorder. Charcoal, the charcoal background is to represent people with a disability who have experienced unfair treatment, and to stand up against this. Celebrating achievements. Carl is proud of his gardening work and qualifications. He looks after the garden at Slate where he volunteers. I am proud of all the courses I have completed with the Hollybush Conservation Centre, like woodwork and gardening, says Carl. John is proud of the time he spent living abroad in Israel where he experienced communal living, and he was responsible for looking after the cows and milking them. Sandra is proud of her volunteering work at a medical museum. She said, I work at the Thackray Medical Museum and look after the medical leeches. Fiona shared that she is proud of the work she is doing with RWP and on the RWP Tenant Committee. She is also proud of everything she worked on with the group at ArtLink. She said, I love working with everyone here and I am thankful for the opportunities. Image, tenant Sandra is smiling and wearing a jar of leeches, and she is wearing a white jumper. Tenant Carl is smiling and sat on a sofa. He is wearing a grey jump and is holding a wooden case. Page 2. Learning Disability Week. Image, tenant Sandra is smiling, and she is wearing a pink and yellow top. There is artwork in the background. Tenants Sandra, Fiona, and Carl came together recently for a session to celebrate Learning Disability Week with the tenant chat group. They talked about why it is important for a person with a learning disability to feel listened to and to have your say. Sandra says that it is important for everyone with a learning disability to be listened to and have a voice. It's important to be listened to because it's respectful. Sandra talked about why it is important to have your say. There might be people out there who do not have a voice. People like us who have a disability and who have a voice can engage with people and tell them, this is me. Carl also agreed that it is important for everyone with a learning disability to be listened to. He says, people who listen to me can then know what I am like. I like to listen to people and the support staff, so I know what I am doing. Carl talked about why it is important to have your say. I listen to other people, and I think of other people and what they say to me. I think it is better to just come out with what you think as well. Fiona talked to the group about the importance of being listened to properly. My voice needs to be heard. I want them to listen to what I have to say because it helps if they listen to what I am saying. It feels good when people have answered you. I like that, says Fiona. Fiona talked about why it is important to have your say. She says, you have got a voice, and you want to be heard. I think that if you are going to talk, you need to have a clear voice. And it should be heard by the person who is listening to you. Image: Tenant Fiona is smiling, and she is wearing a blue t-shirt. There is artwork in the background. Tenant Carl is smiling, and he is wearing a black t-shirt. There is artwork in the background. Watch Fiona, Carl, and Sandra's video here. www.residewithprogress.org.uk/news/do-u-c-me